Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Layla Hathaway, Angel.
Come true.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was Layla Hathaway right here on the Love Journey. Angel. Good morning, family. We're going to be talking about some good stuff today. Did you know that your mind don't only exist in the brain? Did you know that every cell in your body has its own mind? Yes, and whatever thoughts we think get lodged into the cells and create cluster thoughts. And then, I can't wait to talk about it. I can't wait. I'm so super excited just to think about the fact that every cell in our body can be renewed by the renewing of our mind, the mind in the brain, but the mind in the cells. All right, family, let the healing begin. We're going to be doing some healing. Did you know there's a difference between curing a situation and really healing it? There's a difference between forgiveness and releasing a situation. Oh, my God. I've been downloaded with just being in meditation, and I tell you, God is amazing. Family, we're going to get started. Can you tell I'm super excited? All right, we're going to get still. I might be all over the place, right? And thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. And as we get ready to get very intentional, we want to just pay homage to the one mind and the one power and the one presence. You see, on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. And we honor and respect all of those names and how you may see God. But on this line, we centralize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Come on, Holy Spirit. And how we connect to that presence in this right now moment is going to be through the breath. You see, there's power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to get still. You know. And as we become very still, I want you to be very intentional about the breath. By breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of 8, and then releasing it. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. And let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. In this right now moment, bless us in the name of the mighty Holy Spirit, knowing that there is nothing too hard for our God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless every cell in our body and return it to its highest vibration, Holy Spirit. Remove any data, any pattern in our body, in our system that keeps us from our highest good. As we're reminded to give us a clean heart, Holy Spirit. Give us a clean and renewed spirit. As we hear Ayana.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful.
Yeah.
I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, say rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower?
Down,
Jesus.
Down.
Oh, shower.
Shower down.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and that was Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us. Good morning, family, and I am super excited. We're going to talk about healing, but we're going to talk about healing from the cells. The cells in our body are so brilliant. You see when God did this thing. And the creator, Allah, however we see the most divine spirit in this universe. I know we have many names. Some of us don't call it God. Some of us call us Allah. Some of us call us divine infinite wisdom. But whatever, I don't want us to get caught up in the semantics. I want us to really hear the word of understanding how the creator created such a magnificent being, and he called it us. You know, when God created you, God created a magnificent being. You see, we get so caught up in semantics and so many things, and we get caught up in judgment and how we see our lives and what we do and what we not do because, you know, this world mind believes this is right and this is wrong. But I want you to know today that that's not how the Creator sees us. When God sees you, when the Creator sees you, it sees you simply as itself. Simply as itself. And I want to start off with this quote from Thomas Edison. And I thought, wow, I don't know. You know how sometimes you can read something and then reread something? Edison discovered that every cell thinks. Every cell has a mind. That's an interesting thought. And it was very interesting. The 60 Minutes a few years back had an episode where they were talking about the cells in our body and how stem cells can help rejuvenate and regenerate things in our body. So they had a guy who had cancer of the throat, and his esophagus needed to, they normally when someone has cancer in the esophagus, what happens is they have to, you know, take everything out and they get a track. Well, they were able to take stem cells and shoot into his throat and rebuild his esophagus. They took a finger, or a guy had accidentally got his finger cut off, and rebuilt his finger. He had 98% of his youth at the time they had aired this episode. The guy was a bomb specialist in the military and bombed his arm. And let me tell you, the stem cells had rebuilt his arm. And they had a leg, and they rebuilt the leg, and they almost had 100% use at the time of the episode. But what was interesting, and this is what was interesting about this whole episode, the commentator asks the brilliant scientist, how does a cell know that it's a finger, a leg, an esophagus? How can a cell know the difference? Answer was so amazing to me. You know what the answer was? He says the cells have intelligence. I was like, wow. And ever since, I've been so inundated and just voracious appetite for just reading anything about cells and rejuvenating and just researching, right? Well, this, I wanted to share some stuff that came up with some of the things that I found, because this was really interesting yesterday when I was reading this book. It said the shocking truth is that the mind is not located only in the brain, but the mind is found in every cell of our body. So our brain is not the only place that has a mind. Our cell has a mind. It said when you pinch your arm, it is the brain cells within your flesh that feel that pressure and respond out. Similar ideas gather themselves together and become thought centers. And these centers settle in various parts of the body, affecting the body according to their positive or negative nature. Every cell is enveloped in a thought. Edison discovered that every cell thinks. Scientists state that more technically by saying that every cell is filled with life, light, intelligence, and substance, which form an atomic structure. Let me say that again. Y'all probably don't feel me this morning, but I want you to really hear this. Scientists state it more technically by saying that every cell in our body is filled with life, light, intelligence, and substance, which forms an atomic structure. Now, Charles Fillmore, and I don't know if everyone knows who Charles Fillmore, he's an author, but he has the Unity Village. He started, him and his wife, Myrta Fillmore, started the Unity Village. At the time, he was a Kansas City realtor, discovered the dynamic power that thought has on the body at the turn of the century. He said he used it to heal himself of painful tuberculosis of the hip, from which he has suffered since childhood. It's in a book called The Atom Smashing Power of the Mind. Atom Smashing Power of the Mind. He not only describes his healing, but explains the power that thought has on the body, explaining that states of mind established in consciousness gather themselves vitamins, cells, nerves, muscle, and flesh itself. Let me say that again. He said this in a book called Atom Smashing Power of the Mind. He not only describes his healing, but he explains the power that thought has on the body, explaining that the states of mind established in consciousness gather to themselves vitamins, cells, nerves, muscles, and flesh itself. He felt that in the mind, man can and woman can generate every medicine that is necessary for the upbuilding and restoring of the body. He stated that you can literally rebuild your body cell by rebuilding your thinking. By the renewing of your mind, your body can be transformed, since your body is the visible record of your thoughts. Let me say that again, because you might not even get that. He stated that you can literally rebuild your body cell by rebuilding your thinking. By the renewing of your mind, your body can be transformed, since your body is a visible record of your thoughts. I want you to really just hone in here. So as we think in our mind, so is our body. Think about that for a minute. Healing can take place in every area of our life. We have the power to heal our lives. We have the power to transform it. So think about it. Cell by cell, by the renewing of your mind, your body can be transformed. In 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul said, realize that your body is the temple of the living God and that you should glorify God in a radiant life. Health. What is health? Health is another word for holistic. Holistically, we should be living an amazing life. And it's been interesting because I was reading a book by, I can't think of his name, but it's called A Clear Mind, A Clear Body. And in this book, he started Scientology, you know him, so I can't think of his name right now, but I was reading a book by him, and he said something that was really, really interesting. Do you know that cells in our body carry memories, right? I told you this before, that every cell in our body has a memory. And so even the memories can be transported in the cells of our body from pregnancy. So that means we can carry things from other lifetimes and other people and other times from just actually being born, right? So if the cells have memory and if we can rebuild ourselves by renewing our mind, but I want you to think about why it's important why am I telling you this story? Why am I really honing in on the cells? So many people call me about they do their affirmations and they're doing all the work, but they seem to can't attract or move themselves into the space that they really want to be in. But that's because the cells have memory. The cells remember how to be poor, but the cells remember how to be abundant. Our cells remember how to live an abundant life or a life of poverty or struggle, right? And so we keep recreating with the thoughts in ourselves how to live a certain type of life, depending on what it is, the nature of your thoughts. So if the nature of your thoughts are poverty, then we keep living this, you know, no matter how much money we make, we keep finding ourselves back in that same situation, or we keep attracting the same relationship over and over again, or we find ourselves in places that we not necessarily want to be, or we may, depending on the nature of the thoughts and the sales, right? That's why I'm telling you this story. This is why I'm telling you this story, because I want you to understand the importance of learning how to cleanse the cells in our body. So when we talk about the renewing of our mind, we're not just talking about the brain, the thoughts that we put in our mind, but the renewing of the behavior, the information, the data that has been stored in the cells of our body. And not just from, you know, our life, but from our parents transmitting it into us from being pregnant. You know, we get that is transferred into our own cells during the pregnancy stage. So there's so much that we have to think about, but it's so powerful to know that we have the power to heal. One of the greatest things that I really have to really say that became powerful to me is to know that I have the power to heal, to know that I am a divine idea in this divine process, and I have the power to heal, and I have the power to transform my life according to my power that exists in me as me. Sometimes we think the gift of healing is a special power that belongs only to certain people. If we're in a church, we believe that people can prophesy, touch, and you know, lay hands on us, the spiritually advanced or the most brilliant practice of medicine, psychiatry, or chiropractic. Perhaps you believe that there's something mysterious, even mystical about healing, but for many, many years, healing was associated with superstition and strange practice. But we've been hearing more about spiritual healing that results from many of us grew up in the church, we knew the biblical practice such as prayer, laying of hands, special church rituals, and healing service. We've been hearing about miracle medication, all the fine scientific advances. But have anybody just really showed us and told us and enlightened us that healing really only begins within? Healing is a faith from within. All healing is divine. I'm not saying that there's only one kind of healing and you should do this kind, but however you decide to be healed from whatever, whether it's a physical healing, healing in your finances, your relationship, it all starts within. No matter where you go get the support, whether you go to a doctor, a preacher, lay hands, however you go to the top of the mountains with a shaman, your healing starts within you. And you are really the answer to all of your healing. A lot of us think that health is dependent upon some outside source. And I'm not saying sometimes you need an outside source to help point you in the right direction, but the healing really begins in within. It's an inside job. It's an inside job. And a lot of it starts with our ill thoughts and feelings about ourselves, about others, about creator, the world. Did you know that thoughts, your resentments, your hate, and your anger, all of that hurts your vital nerve centers? Yes. And when we think about pain in our body or pain in our lives or pain or anything that's going on, where we find some sense of lack or pain, it's all there to do what? We remember what pain is. I always say pain is what? Pay attention inward now. When situations arise in our lives with pain, whether it's a physical pain, financial pain, relationship pain, whatever, it's all about going in and finding out what that pain is about. What does it come to teach you, right? Because if we truly understand the nature of the Most High. Now, it doesn't matter how you name the Most High, whether you call it, whether you call this energy God, whether you call this energy Allah, Yeshua, Yahweh, whatever, and however you name the most powerful creator that created the most powerful presence of us, the one thing that exists is this. And it's true no matter how we look at it. It's always pushing us, pulling us into the very best of ourselves. The very nature is good. And by its very nature, it wants good for us. So the universe is always pushing us into the best and highest possibility for our lives, even when it doesn't look like it. And we all have the power to heal. So life is always doing what? It's always pushing us, pulling us. I love this thought my grandmother used to say, that pain will push you around until the vision begins to pull you. What does that mean? That means that we'll be pushed around by pain. You know, pain comes to teach us a lesson, and sometimes we get so caught up on pain street that we never get off, and we even stay there because we don't believe that we have the power to move away from that space. So we get caught up on that street, and we live there forever until we leave the planet. But I come to tell you today, and I want you to really own this and notice, that the universe only wants the good for us. And that pain doesn't have to be our teacher. No, we don't have to learn through pain. But because of the contrast, we choose to learn through pain. And that's how we learn on this planet. And pain may show up as a disease in the body. It may show up as lack in our finances. It may show up in disharmony in relationships. It may show up in many, many ways. But it all comes to do one thing, which is for us to go within and figure out what it is that it's trying to teach. Because the universe is always trying to express its divine self through us, even through our dreams and desires. What is a dream? What is a desire? It's the Most High saying, knocking at your heart, saying that I want to manifest myself through you. Are you willing to get out of your way and allow me to show up through you? This wonderful spiritual plane of life that is just wanting nothing but the best for you. There is this beautiful spiritual plane of life that's your chili that they're saying, go, I just want you to do and live your best life. I want you to dream your biggest dream, and I want you to live your biggest dream. I want you to go ahead and go for it. And I want to remind you that God doesn't give us a vision without the provision. So don't be worried about it because it's already done. The power to heal our lives is within us. If we understood the power to heal our lives, there's this super wisdom within us that's waiting for our attention. It's just waiting for our attention. And I want to remind you, just because I'm saying that you have the power to heal doesn't mean that you, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go through your usual methods of help. But what I am saying is that these ideas help in conjunction to assist you in your healing. There was a scientist in the 16th century named Paracelsus, and he said the curative power of medicine often consists not so much in the spirit that is hidden in them, but as in the spirit in which they are taken. So I want these words that I am saying to you, for it to be taken in the spirit that it was meant. Power to heal your life does exist inside of you, but that doesn't mean that you may not need support, whether that may mean a doctor or a life coach or a psychiatrist, a chiropractor, whatever that may mean for you. But the reason you have healing power within you, which you can begin to consciously release, is this. I want you to really hear this. The body has a super wisdom within it that is only biased toward health. This beautiful superpowerful presence that is always around us is always wanting the best for us. It wants us to live in health. It wants us to live in a prosperous state. See, the life force that has been estimated to be at least 10 times more powerful than any form of treatment is so helpful in releasing this power through our inner forces. See, since the body is filled with such amazing restorative power, then why do we even get sick, I ask myself sometimes. But the shocking truth is that this ease is most of the time caused by our wrong thoughts, opinions, and beliefs moving upon and within the body, constricting our life force like envy, hate, and fear. And when these sentiments are habitual, are capable of starting organic changes and genuine diseases in our bodies. So cell by cell, we can rebuild our thinking, we can renew our mind. But also, if you're in a financial debt, cell by cell, rebuilding our thinking, transforming our minds, we can transform our money. Since our money health is a visible record of our thoughts anyway. Or cell by cell, we can rebuild our love life. Because guess what? Everything is energy. So let's stop right here. Let's think about it. If everything is energy, everything in our life is energy. Money is another form of energy. It's just another form of God's love, right? It's just another energy exchange, money. And it's a frequency, right? Depending on the frequency level we're on, it depends on the level of money we attract in our life. What depending on our energy depends on whether we repel or attract love in our life, right? So it's all about the energy body, the body in us that deals from the heart, the emotional self. Because we think a thought, that's where we plant it. We speak a thought, that's where we water it. But when it's planted in our heart, that's where we manifest. Powerful and so genuine of this beautiful creator that instantly our thoughts don't just come into manifestation when we're new in the game, because we don't want everything that we instantly think. So it takes time to get planted into our heart because once something is planted in your heart, because heart is 5,000 more times magnetic than the mind. The heart is the first fully functioning organ in the body when we're in the body, when we're, you know, when we're being carried around by our mother. The first fully developed organ is the heart, right? And the heart is the place where, now, I told you the other day, remember when we were talking about money and we were talking about becoming a millionaire, and I was telling you that I had went to hear Dr. Venus, and she said that money is a heart condition. It's a heart condition. And the only place for us to clean up is our heart in order to move the money through. She said, because that's the place, it's like a conduit. It's our heart is the conduit. And it's so powerful when we clean up our heart. So not only do we have to think about the thoughts we think, but we have to think about what have we thought for so long that's lodged in our heart, that's lodged into the cells of our body, that we have to release from ourselves. I want you to really get this, because this is the place that can really take us to the next level, is really getting stuff out of the cells, the things that have been lodged, the information and the data that's been conditioned inside of us that now we got to release. And it's simple. Yeah, it sounds simple, right? So when we think about energy, I want you to think about this. If money is a heart condition, I want you to think of it this way. Money is energy. It's currency, right? In order for currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest in material form. Just as electricity needs a conduit to transmit light in the living room, energy needs a conduit to manifest money into your bank account. And that conduit is what? Is your heart. So when we dwell in negative, harboring anger, resentment, jealousy, and regret, all those low vibrational tones, we are energetically blocking our blessings. And when we are in survival mode, we can be doing all the right actions, but in the wrong energy and all the time wondering what's wrong. But I come to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just the way we've been positioned. And we can't make money the way we would like to when we are energetically in a survival mode. So why am I saying that to you? Because the cells remember, our habits remember. Cells remember how to be poor. So now you got to get your cells to remember how to be prosperous because it was originally meant to be prosperous, right? So we have to get ourselves out of survival mode and into thriving mode. We got to speak to the cells in our body. You have the power to speak to the cells in your body. Can those dry bones live? Yes. Speak to those dry bones. Speak to those cells in your body. Renew the right mind in your cells, not just in your thinking, in your mind, in your brain, but in the cells of your body. To the cell. Ask the Most High to come. And cleanse every cell in your body. Remove any information and any data and any programs that has been in the cells that have caused you to not live your highest and best self. And the reason I tell you this story is because I want you to let your life shine so bright. Because somebody has been praying. Praying because you are the answer to their prayer. You see, when you let your light shine so bright that the millions of people who are the answer to their prayers, that you are the answer to their prayers, so that they can find you. See, it's about opening your heart to receive all the goodness that is in your divine birthright. It's allowing the world to handsomely reward you for that inherent value and that intrinsic worth that you naturally bring to life itself just by being you. Healing our hearts so that we can monetize our mess by cashing in on our courage, dollarize our disappointments. Because you were made to live an abundant life. And yes, you are the answer to somebody's prayer. You are the dream of our ancestors. You are God wrapped in flesh. You are the way, the truth, and the light. And when you heal your heart, you heal the history. And when you heal history, you heal the world. Because when I say history, we're healing not just what we bring to the planet from this lifetime, but we got to heal from the stuff that has come from generations. That's been lodged into the cells. That's been transported from one body to the next body. And our job in our lineage is to be the game changer. You are the game changer. And the world is waiting on you. You see, the world is waiting on you. The world is waiting on your greatness. And so the reason I wanted to share the idea that our cells have memories and our cells can be rebuilt is because I want you to come face to face with your own magnificence and realize and embrace that you are not wounds. You are the answer. You are the gift. And life has prepared you for such a time as this. And your story and your situations that you've gone through is a blessing for somebody. Somebody is waiting to hear. some of us have gone through lack and struggle and believing in that for so long, but it can be changed. Change, just like we can change the cells in our body. We can change our situation. The power to heal your life is within you. You have the power. And everything on this planet, everything is nothing on this planet that wasn't created for your enjoyment. You see, of all the things that the Creator created, when God created you, God looked at you, all of itself inside of you, and looked at you and said, "Oh, good and very good." Can you imagine? I imagine that when the Creator was divinely designing each and every one of us uniquely and placing these unique aspects of our own selves and sending us to the planet and thought, "Oh, of all the things I created, this is my pride, this is my joy. Nothing is better than this right here." The smile and the energy, enthusiasm that was on the Creator's face when God looked at you, God said, "Good and very good. This is my greatest gift to the planet. You are God's greatest gift to the planet." And the flowers, the trees, nature, and everything else that was created for you to enjoy it. My life changed when I realized that everything, even money, was God. Spirit, currency, energy made manifest. And I started to honor my money as a demonstration of the abundance of God made real in my life. My world transformed when I shifted from relating to something I could see to a phenomenon I could feel in my heart and my body, coursing through my veins. You see, it's about us shifting our focus and understanding our relationship to love, to money, and creating a clear channel for these things to show up in our life. And it's through our heart that these things show up. And we can access spirit and all this goodness that is our divine birthright by making emotional and energetic space in our heart. But if our heart is clogged up, then we can't access. So our lack of things is a lack. Comes from a clogged heart. And it comes from us holding on. So there's a difference between curing a situation and actually healing a situation. So what's clogging our hearts today? What's keeping us from enjoying the best of all that we desire to live? Whether that may mean a phenomenal relationship or every area of our life. Because we really don't compartmentalize our life. How we do anything is how we do everything. And are we really living our fullest? And I want to tell you something. I want you to think about this. And I want you to really hone in on this. So many people are walking around here with these gates around our heart and with fences around our lives trying to protect ourselves. But what if I told you that love didn't need protection? Because the only thing that can vibrate at the frequency of love is love. Anything other than that is not love. The only thing that can vibrate at the frequency of love is love. So what you're trying to hide from is the very thing that you will attract. The very thing that you fear is the very thing that you will attract and magnetize. The very thing that you're trying to keep out is the very thing that will seep in. And you wonder, how did that show up? Because I had this gate around my heart. I had these locks. I had a fortress around my heart. How did you show up? Because it only shows up to show us where we need to heal. Love does not need protection. Love doesn't need a fence, a gate, or anything, because nothing can operate in love's frequency and self-love. So my message today is to remind you, because you already know it, is that you have the power to heal. You have the power to transform. But I want to remind you, too, that every cell is hearing your thoughts. Every cell in your body is responding to your thoughts. And can I tell you, your life is a demonstration of your thoughts. Your money is a demonstration of your thoughts. Your love life, your marriage, your relationship is a demonstration of your thoughts. You can tell me all day long where I have good thoughts, but your life is a demonstration. My grandmother used to tell us all the time, it's not in the fruit, it's in the root. What does that mean? That means your fruit is going to tell you what your roots is thinking. Your demonstrations of your life is going to show you where you are. Can I tell you? The universe hears you, and it responds. What is the language of the universe? The language of the universe is vibration. So whatever we're vibrating emotionally, whatever we're sending out emotionally is what the universe responds to. It doesn't respond to our words like we think. It doesn't respond to our mind. It responds to the vibration. So if I say I am rich, but I feel poor, the universe is going to respond in poverty to me. Because why? Because the universe speaks in vibration. Now, that doesn't mean what you think and what you speak is not powerful, because it affects what you feel. But your feeling nature is what the universe responds to. And that's what we have to clean up. I can say I'm a millionaire all day long, but if I feel poor, I'm going to keep on attracting poverty. And even if I attract $1 million, I'm going to lose it because my nature is poverty. So I want you today to clean up and clear your heart and your emotions. Speak to the cells in your body every morning. I get up and I remind myself to return itself back to its highest vibration, that every cell in my body will express the highest frequency of love on this planet, that every cell in my body will operate in its fullest and most highest vibratory energy. I speak to myself. When I get in my water, I speak to this water, and I ask the water to return back to its highest vibration. In my bath, I anoint my bath, and that the water will heal not only the outside, but that it may heal the inside as it heals the outside. Water amplifies your words. Now, I don't want to get into this, because this is a whole other lesson about water, but if anybody is ever want to see a most powerful documentary, you've got to watch The Power, The Healing Secrets of Water. Water is so amazing that I even see water as God now. Water is the only thing on the planet that wasn't created. It was already here. And water is the only thing on the planet that can be in different states. It can be a solid. It can be a, oh man, you don't even want me to go into water. I'm just so amazed at how this universe is just so amazing. And the more I know, the more I just say, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Most High. Thank you. This energy is so powerful. And when I get ready to drink my water, I bless my water, because water holds memories, the memory of wherever it came from. So I want the water, when it goes into my body, to just remember the blessing that it is to me. This life is amazing, and we have spiritual tools in our possession. And our most powerful spiritual tool we can use is our words, vibration, our words. We can speak to the cells in our body. We can speak to the emotions in our body. We can speak a thing, and it shall be done. Throat center is a power center, and your power to speak a thing, oh my God, to bless a thing, And so today I want to remind you the power in your throat to bless every cell in your body, to renew every emotion in your body, to renew your mind, knowing that you have the power to renew and transform your life just by speaking it over yourself. You can bless and anoint yourself right now. You don't need anybody, anything outside of you. You are the answer to you. So I'm sharing with you today a tool to bless, transform, and renew your life. Family, the power is in you. But it only works if you work it. We got to work it, family. It's time to work our power, every cell in our body. This is fascinating to me, that every cell in our body can be rebuilt by thinking, by the renewing of our mind. Our body can be transformed just by the renewing of our thoughts. Our life can be rebuilt by the renewing of our thoughts. But not just thoughts in the brain, thoughts in the cells. Every cell in our body has a memory. Every cell in our body has life, light, and intelligence and substance. So let the divine intelligence express perfection through every cell in your body. Charles Fillmore says that in that same book, The Atom Smashing Power of the Mind, he said the strongest thing in your body is your thinking. I want you to think about that. Did you know that 80% of our body is water, and it makes it fluid? So we think of our body as a solid mass of flesh and bone. He said it might be difficult to believe that the mind has this much power over it, but there's nothing solid in the body. It's about 80% water. He said, though we often think of our body as bones and as hard mass, in reality, it's filled with this fluid substance and it's soft and pliable and porous. The reason for this is that they are penetrated by the capillaries of the blood. And as the blood is formed within the bones, appears solid in the body, but condensed. And because of this fluid content, thought moves easily in and through the body to reshape it. I want you to hear what that right here. See, this sentence right here, I want you to hear this. He said, because of its fluid content, thought moves easily in and through the body to reshape it, to build it up or tear it down according to the nature of our thoughts. The strangest thing in our body, I mean the strongest thing in our body, is our thinking. The body is soft, pliable, and even plastic to our thoughts. So we got to let its divine presence move through our bodies. Every part of our body is filled with divine intelligence. These cells are divine. They already know what it was meant to be. When that commentator asked the scientist, how does a finger know that it's a finger? How does a throat know that it's a throat? How does a leg know? How does the cell know what it's? It's because it's filled with intelligence. So if every cell already knows, just like when you look at an acorn, it already, when you look at it under a microscope, it looks like an oak tree because an acorn knows exactly what it was meant to be, an oak tree, right? Do you know every cell in your body already knows what it was meant to be? It already understands and knows its purpose. But we get in the way. 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 All-powerful, all-knowing self, and then we shift the process because we get in the way with our thinking. What if I told you didn't have to go through hell to get to heaven? What if I told you heaven was right there inside of you already? It's in every cell in your body. And it's about us learning try to get back to ourselves. What if I told you that the root word that comes from religion, religion means to bind back, meaning to get back to our true self, to our God self, to our wholeness, to our goodness. Physician Plato, he said, a part can never be unless the whole is well. He said there's a difference between healing and curing a person. Now, I want you to hear the difference between healing and curing. Plato realized from the above statement, to heal is to make whole the entire spirit, soul, and body. To heal is to make whole the entire spirit, soul, and body. To cure means to eliminate or to relieve immediate distress. A lot of times we are cured from our pain, from treatments, but unless we change our thought patterns, the cause of the pain can reappear again and again. Albert Einstein said we can't change a situation with the same mindset that took us there. So we may put a Band-Aid on the pain, but we're not curing the pain. We're not healing the pain. We're not healing the situation if we're not dealing with it from the whole part. So today I want you to really hone in and think about. Now, I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is what it's in the book, Atom Smashing Power of the Mind. This book is by Charles Fillmore. He said, physicians take it for granted that disease germs exist as an integral part of the natural world. But metaphysicians see disease germs as the manifested results of anger, revenge, jealousy, fear, impure thinking, and many other mind activities. He said, disease created and named by the intellect of man. He said, have enough intelligence to come when they are called. That's how intelligent everything is in the universe, by based on how we call it. See, to change a mind will change a character of the situation. And let me tell you how you change it. He said, you got to change it with love, courage, peace, strength, and goodwill, form good character, and build bodily structure of the nature-like qualities of the mind. What is he saying? He's saying things exist because of how everything that exists in our world started in the planet, in our mind. Everything that's existing in our world right now, and I mean in our own personal space, comes from our own personal thoughts. So I want to leave you with this. Renew your mind. Renew your heart. If you want to attract something different, Albert Einstein said it best. We cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created. Whatever area of your life that you want to move into a different space, there has to be a different mindset to create a different outcome. And so I want to share with you today that every cell in your body has a mind. And because of our thoughts and our conditioning and the veils that have been placed on our truth, we have allowed ourselves to move into spaces, created a lot of junk. And I want to tell you today, you can be renewed by the renewing of your mind. Think a new thought. Speak to the cells in your body. Speak to those places that have been humbled by renewing the thoughts. Renewing your emotional body can heal. You can heal. Trust. You can heal whatever area that may be in that process. And so you've been tuned in to the Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, I know I haven't been opening up the guide. If you want to speak, if you have any comments, you can star 6 if you're on a teleconference line. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, just +1 and let me know that you want to add a comment. And I want to thank you for tuning in today and sharing my thoughts of our cells, the cells in our body being very powerful. And so as I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you to choose love, because love is the only choice. And I want to remind you, family, not to just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. And you have the power to heal, family. You have the power to heal. But it only works if you work it. Speak to the cells in your body. And as we remember, love is the answer to all things. My grandmother always told us, and even though I didn't understand, there's not an ill, love can't heal. There's not a prescription, love can't feel. And for every question, love is the answer. Have a great, phenomenal, amazing day, family. This is Mesa, right here on the Love Journey, family. I am so excited to see the blessings as we recognize the power that we have. I'm so excited to see us move into that next space, you know, that next place where we've been yearning.
What needs to be spoken, beloved?
And go. God is good, family. The universe is amazing. Life is amazing.
What needs to be spoken, beloved?
I don't know. This computer, I have been using the phone because my computer's been acting so strange this week. And I just want you to know the technology is so advanced now that you can do everything on your phone. Isn't that amazing? I was sitting here thinking about when I first started the Love Journey, all the computers and speakers and everything that I used to have in the bathroom. And now I just have this one phone because my computer's acting crazy, right? And I just sit and I just go, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So God is so amazing. Advancement. Growth, levels. I don't even understand sometimes how I even got here because, you know, I never thought or even saw myself being a speaker. I never even saw myself facilitating a line like this. And I just looked and I said, only you, Holy Spirit, only you could create something out of nothing. Take my mess and make a message out of it. Take my test and I can have a testimony now. Take my ordinary and make extraordinary, you know? And all I can say every day is thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And family, just want to remind you, there's nothing better than love. This is Mason.
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of?
you guess what's going on inside my head?
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. I want to be loved.
There's nothing better. It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love. For that star and go no matter how.